Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace: describe a time when you managed a difficult situation online in IELTS speaking. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'm here to guide you through answering one of the most challenging yet common topics in the IELTS speaking test: describing a time when you managed a difficult situation online. This topic has appeared frequently in recent years and is likely to continue being a popular choice given the increasing prevalence of online interactions in our daily lives. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about your online activities and experiences. Here are some potential questions you might encounter. How often do you use the internet? What do you usually do online? Have you ever had any problems while using the internet? Let's look at a sample answer for question 3. Well, I've certainly encountered my fair share of challenges online. One recurring issue I've faced is dealing with unreliable information. With the vast amount of content available on the internet, it can be quite daunting to distinguish between credible sources and misleading ones. I've learned to be more discerning and cross-reference information from multiple sources to ensure accuracy. Additionally, I've experienced occasional technical glitches, such as slow internet speeds or website crashes, which can be frustrating when trying to complete important tasks or transactions online. Part 2: Long Term. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a possible cue card you might receive. Describe a time when you managed a difficult situation online. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, how you managed it, and explain why you think it was a difficult situation. Sample answer 9. I'd like to share an experience about managing a difficult situation online that occurred last year during a virtual team project for my university course. We were working on a critical presentation, and just 2 days before the deadline, we encountered a major setback. One of our team members accidentally deleted our shared document containing weeks of research and analysis. The situation was exacerbated by the fact that we were all in different time zones, making real-time communication challenging. To manage this crisis, I immediately took the initiative to coordinate our efforts. First, I convened an emergency video call with all team members to assess the situation and brainstorm solutions. We explored various options, including contacting the platform's support team and using data recovery tools. Fortunately, I remembered that I had downloaded a recent version of the document as a backup. While it wasn't the most up-to-date version, it provided a solid foundation to work from. I shared this file with the team, and we divvied up the tasks to recreate the lost content. I set up a shared online workspace where we could collaborate in real time, ensuring that everyone had access to the most current version of our work. To prevent any future mishaps, I implemented a system of regular backups and version control. This situation was particularly challenging because it required quick thinking, effective communication, and coordinated effort under significant time pressure. The stress of potentially missing our deadline and losing weeks of work was immense. However, it also presented an opportunity for our team to demonstrate resilience and problem-solving skills. In the end, not only did we manage to submit our presentation on time, but the experience also strengthened our team dynamics and taught us valuable lessons about online collaboration and data management. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to online teamwork? What skills do you think are essential for managing online crises effectively? Sample answer for question 1, band 9. This experience was truly eye-opening and transformative in terms of how I approach online teamwork. It underscored the critical importance of proactive measures and clear communication protocols. Now, I always ensure that we have robust backup systems in place, including cloud storage solutions with version history. I've also become a strong advocate for establishing clear roles and responsibilities within online teams, as well as creating contingency plans for various scenarios. Moreover, this incident highlighted the value of maintaining open lines of communication, even when working across different time zones. I now prioritize regular check-ins and updates to keep everyone aligned and informed. Part 3: Two-way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how has the increase in online interactions affected the way people handle difficult situations? Sample answer, band 8-9. The proliferation of online interactions has profoundly impacted the way people navigate challenging situations. On one hand, it has opened up a wealth of resources and support networks that can be accessed instantly, empowering individuals to find solutions more efficiently. People can now tap into collective knowledge through forums, social media, and online communities, often finding creative solutions they might not have considered on their own. However, this shift has also introduced new complexities. The lack of face-to-face communication can sometimes lead to misunderstandings or misinterpretations, potentially exacerbating conflicts. There's also the challenge of information overload, where the sheer volume of available advice can be overwhelming and sometimes contradictory. Moreover, the anonymity afforded by online platforms can both help and hinder problem solving. While it allows people to seek help without fear of judgment, it can also lead to less accountability and more impulsive reactions. Interestingly, this digital landscape has necessitated the development of new skills, such as digital literacy and online etiquette, which are now crucial for effectively managing difficult situations in virtual environments. Overall, while online interactions have revolutionized our approach to problem solving, they've also underscored the importance of critical thinking and emotional intelligence in navigating these digital waters. Do you think older generations face more challenges in managing online situations compared to younger ones? Sample answer. This is a nuanced issue that defies a simple yes or no answer. While it's true that older generations may face certain challenges in navigating online situations, it would be overly simplistic to assume they are universally disadvantaged. On one hand, younger generations, often referred to as digital natives, have grown up immersed in technology. This familiarity can give them an edge in intuitively understanding online platforms and quickly adapting to new digital environments. They're often more adept at troubleshooting technical issues and are generally more comfortable with the rapid pace of online interactions. However, older generations bring their own strengths to the table. Their life experience often equips them with well-developed problem-solving skills and emotional intelligence, which are invaluable in managing difficult situations, regardless of the medium. Many older individuals have successfully transferred their interpersonal skills to online contexts, sometimes demonstrating more patience and thoroughness in their approach. It's also worth noting that the digital divide is gradually narrowing. Many older adults have embraced technology and are increasingly proficient in online communication. Some even leverage their professional experience to excel in managing complex online situations, particularly in business or academic contexts. Ultimately, the ability to manage online situations effectively is more about individual adaptability and willingness to learn than age alone. Both younger and older generations can complement each other, with the former offering technical savvy and the latter contributing wisdom and experience. This intergenerational collaboration can lead to more comprehensive and effective strategies for handling online challenges. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. To navigate, navigate, verb. To find a way through a complex situation. Example, we had to carefully navigate the sensitive online discussion to avoid conflicts. Resilience, re-noun. The ability to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, our team's resilience was evident in how quickly we bounced back from the data loss. To mitigate, verb, to make less severe or serious. Example, we implemented new backup procedures to mitigate the risk of future data loss. Proactive, active, adjective, acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes. Example, taking a proactive approach to online security can prevent many issues. To leverage, leverage, verb, to use something to maximum advantage. Example, we leveraged our diverse skills to quickly reconstruct the lost document. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing managing difficult online situations, prepare diverse examples, have a range of experiences ready to discuss from personal to professional contexts. Practice articulating your problem-solving process. Be ready to explain not just what you did, but why and how you made decisions. Develop your vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated terms related to technology, communication, and problem-solving. Show reflection. Demonstrate how you've learned and grown from these experiences. Stay current. Keep up with the latest trends and issues in online communication to provide relevant insights. Remember, the key to success lies in your ability to articulate your thoughts clearly, use a wide range of vocabulary accurately, and demonstrate critical thinking about the topic at hand. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.